This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of July 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you should have the intoxication that your Baba has come to make you into the masters of the world. You are personally sitting in front of him. Question. What effort do those who know the deep philosophy of karma definitely make? Answer. That of staying in remembrance, because they know that it is only by having remembrance that their past karmic accounts will be settled. Those souls know that if they don't settle their past karmic accounts, they will experience punishment through the suffering of their karma, and their status will be destroyed, and that their next birth will then also be according to that. Om Shanti. The mercury of infinite happiness rises in you children when you see that Bapdada has come personally in front of you. You children also know that Shiv Baba has once again entered the body of Brahma after 5,000 years. To do what? You children have this intoxication. All of you children know that the Father has come to make you into the masters of heaven. He is making us worthy. He is repeatedly telling us the method we should use to change from Tamopratan to Satapratan. The method is very easy. He teaches you children very easy remembrance. On the path of ignorance, when a father has a son, he understands that an heir is born. You children know that the Father comes and adopts you at this time. In fact, all of you are the children of Shiv Baba. But how can Baba make you belong to him so that he can speak to you and you can come to listen to him? Shiv Baba says through this body of Brahma, I am your father. I am making you into masters of heaven. It is just that you souls are impure, and you can therefore neither go to the land of liberation, nor to the land of liberation in life. All of you are the children of the one Father. All of you have to receive the Father's property. There are so many children, and this number continues to grow. He continues to adopt them. O souls, you are now my children. Consider yourselves to be spirits, souls. We have found the Baba whom we have been remembering for half of this cycle. Never forget this. Souls have been remembering the Father through their bodies for half of this cycle. O purifier, remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness, because this is the kingdom of Ravan. There are people who think that they are very happy because they have millions in terms of wealth, or that they have many mills and factories, etc. But all of that is for a temporary period. At the end, they will cry out in great distress. Mountains of sorrow will fall. All of that property will be destroyed in just a second. You receive the inheritance from the Father in a second. He says, I give you the sovereignty of heaven in a second. This old world will be destroyed. There will be war and also natural calamities. There has to be cleanliness. You souls are now becoming pure. Both Bap and Dada can understand how much effort you children are making. The Father makes you make this very little effort to claim your inheritance from him. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. That spiritual Father is incorporeal, and we souls call out to him. The Father asks, "How can you souls who are impure become pure?" Only the one Father is the purifier. If rivers of water are purifiers, then you should quickly go and take a dip in one and come back. Many people go to bathe in the Ganges, so why are they still impure? Day and night they continue to chant. The purifier is Rama, who belongs to Sita. The meaning of that is, the one Rama, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the protector of all the devotees, of all the Sitas. He is the purifier and the husband of all husbands. Only when he comes can he purify you. The Father now says, follow my Srimat. Don't follow the dictates of anyone else. They think that they will find God by doing devotion. If you find God by doing devotion, why do they then say that he will come to protect the devotees? What calamity happened to the devotees that he would come to protect them? Protection is given when there is a calamity. The Father says, you have become so degraded. This is the extreme depths of hell, and all are unhappy and diseased. Look at what is happening in every home. There is nothing but sorrow. This is why they call out, Baba, remove our sorrow and give us happiness. There was constant happiness in Bharat, but there is now sorrow. It is a matter of Bharat, not of other lands. They come into existence later. Some take 60 births, and others take a lower number of births than that. Those who belong to the deity religion take 84 births. According to this calculation, those who come after half a cycle would take 84 births. It isn't that everyone goes around the cycle of 84 births. People say whatever enters their minds. You children are now filling your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge from the Father. These jewels are very valuable. The Father explains to you very easily. He says, you have been calling out, O purifier, come and make us pure. Therefore the Father has come. You now understand that if you become pure, you will become the masters of heaven. Shiv Baba has come to change us from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects, from lords of stone into lords of divinity. All idols on the path of devotion have been carved out of stone. They continue to beat their heads with stone. The Father says, no matter how much effort they make, there isn't going to be any benefit. Previously, you used to sacrifice yourselves. What benefit did you experience? At the most, you probably had a vision of a goddess. But you would be the same as you were before. The purifier Father comes once, at the confluence age. There is nothing of the path of devotion in the golden age. The Father doesn't ask you to cut your throat or do this or that. They do so many different things on the path of devotion. Previously, they used to offer human sacrifices to goddesses. The Father says, after you have been reformed, you become deities. You have now become those with stone intellects. You were given the sovereignty of heaven. There were so many palaces studded with diamonds and jewels, and there was plenty of wealth. What happened to all of that? You have now become so unhappy. You originally belonged to the deity religion. You have now come into the Rajo and Tamo stages. You belong to the deity religion, so why do you call yourselves Hindus? Those of other religions only believe in their own religions. Each one has only one religion. The Muslims have the Muslim religion, and the Christians have the Christian religion. What happened to you? You were very happy, pure, and completely viceless. You have now become so vicious. No one knows how you truly were completely viceless, or how you then became completely vicious. While taking 84 births, you became Tamo from Sato, and you have now become completely Tamo Pritan and impure. We definitely have to go from the Golden Age through the cycle to the Iron Age. All religions have to go through the Sato, Rajo and Tamo stages. There has to be expansion. You are also part of the tree. Look at the picture of the tree. Brahma is standing at the top of the tree. It is Brahma who is standing there, at the top of the tree, at the end of his 84 births. All of you Brahmins who are sitting down below, in Tapasya, are the ones who had become impure Shudras at the end. You are studying Raj Yoga down below. You too were Shudras and have now become Brahmins. These matters have to be understood. The tree gives a very good explanation. You are now doing the Tapasya of Raj Yoga, and your memorial is standing there. This is the living Diwala temple, and that one is the non-living one. That didn't exist in the Golden Age. You can see your memorial at this time. You are sitting in the real Diwala temple in living forms in a practical way. Heaven is being established. When you go to heaven, none of those temples, etc., will remain. It is Mama, Baba, and you children who are sitting here. This temple is an identical replica of you. It is named Madhuban, the living Diwala temple. Then, when the path of devotion begins, you will build temples, etc. The Father made you very wealthy, and so you then built temples to him. It wasn't just one person who built temples to Shiva. All of them built them according to their capacity. You know that you were worthy of worship and that you then became worshippers in the Copper Age. Shiv Baba makes you so wealthy. Therefore, later, on the path of devotion, you build temples to him. You understand these things at this time. So now, make effort and become kings of kings. In the Golden Age, they are called emperors, and in the Silver Age, they are called kings. Then, when the world becomes impure, The emperors are impure, and the kings are also impure. They build temples to the viceless emperors and worship them. They first build a temple to Shiva and then to the deities. You yourselves build temples and worship them. You take 84 births. You are worthy of worship for half a cycle, and then worshippers for half a cycle. People think that God is worthy of worship and a worshipper. They say that he gives everything, and that he himself then takes it away. Okay, if he gave it and then took it back, why are you worried about it? You are just trustees. So what need is there to cry? The father sits here and explains to you souls, you are now becoming soul conscious, number wise. Some don't remember the father at all. They don't remain soul conscious at all. Here it is explained to you so much. You are souls, and the Supreme Soul is teaching you. The sanskars are in the souls. It is a soul who becomes a barrister or a magistrate, etc. What will you become tomorrow? If you souls continue to remember the Father well, you will go and take birth in that land of immortality. You will not take another birth in this land of death. If some karmic accounts still remain, punishment will have to be experienced. All of that will have been settled by the suffering of your karma, and you won't then claim a high status. The father sits here and explains the deep philosophy of karma to you children. You children know that the golden age is Satipratthana. Everything there is Satipratthana. They say that Krishna used to graze cows. Do kings look after cows? Such a thing is not possible. It is shown that cows in the golden age are first class. They are called Kamdhenu, one who fulfills all desires. Jagadamba Saraswati is also Kamdhenu. She fulfills everyone's desires for 21 births. You too are Kamdhenu. They have then given that name to cows that give a lot of milk. There are first-class cows in the palaces of kings. Since kings here also have such good cows, just imagine how beautiful they will be in the golden age. There is no bad odour there at all. The father now tells you children, I have come to make you beautiful and to take you back home with me. You called out to me, O purifier, come. Come into this impure world in an impure body. This one is impure and that one is a pure angel. A comparison is made. From being impure, you too will become such pure angels. The deities in the golden age are called deities, and there are angels in the subtle region. You angels are now becoming pure. The Father gives you these easy teachings. When you come here, you mustn't remember any of your friends, relatives, or your home and family or business, etc. You have come face to face with the Father. You have come here to earn an income by having yoga. Therefore, engage yourself in this. Acha? To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to become free from punishment, settle all your karmic accounts with the power of yoga. Become a trustee and look after everything. Don't worry about anything. Become soul conscious. 2. This is the time to earn an income. You mustn't remember your home or family or business, etc. at this time. In order to become an angel, make full effort to stay in remembrance of the One Father. Blessing. May you be a victorious jewel who creates the right atmosphere with your searchlight of remembrance. Serviceable souls always have a tilak of victory applied to their foreheads. So, whatever place you are going to serve, first cast a searchlight of enlightenment on that place in advance. Such an atmosphere will then be created by your searchlight of remembrance that all the souls there will easily come close. You will then achieve 1,000-fold success in a very short time. For this, have the determination to become a victorious jewel and see how victory is merged in every action of yours. Slogan: any service that disturbs you or others is not service but a burden. Aviat signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. In order to become a volcanic form, constantly remember that you now have to return home. To go back means to remain beyond. Since you have to go back to your incorporeal home, you have to make your dress according to that. So you have to go back there and then take everyone back there. By having this awareness, you will automatically go beyond all relationships and all the attractions of matter. That is, you will become a detached observer. By becoming a detached observer, you will easily become a companion of the Father and equal to Him. Om Shanti.